Hi, I'm Jerry Nixon, and this is Bytes by MSDN. I'm here with Denise Novosel, Staffing Director at Microsoft. Staffing Director at Microsoft, what do you do?
I run staffing for Microsoft's interactive entertainment business. So think Xbox and Kinect, think games.
Excellent. And so we're at GDC, Xbox and Kinect.
Games.
What else brings you to GDC?
So at GDC, we have a variety of events happening. The main one that we're going to talk about today is our Women in Gaming Awards Luncheon.
Okay, the Women in Gaming Awards Luncheon. Now, what is that?
The Awards Luncheon is a venue that we've created and have put together a luncheon to celebrate the successes of the women in the industry and also provide them with a forum for community, for networking, outreach, an opportunity to learn from the other women in the industry, hear from industry experts and panelists. Also, we look at our luncheon as an opportunity to give back to the community.
How long has it been going on?
The luncheon, the invitational luncheon has been happening for the past 4 years.
Okay.
However, Microsoft has been investing in the community for well over a decade. But we looked to find a way to create an opportunity for women where we could actually celebrate their successes,
sure.
Where we could bring them together in a more formal and exclusive type of luncheon setting.
So in what ways can you celebrate? What do you do?
We actually go out and solicit nominations for a variety of different categories. And this year we are recognizing the top female who we're considering a rising star.
Okay.
Top female in innovation, as well as an industry ambassador award.
And to find women in gaming, where do you look?
They're all over the place, although it's a smaller population. So certainly if you look around at GDC, it's you can recognize the demographic and the population. It's definitely a smaller group, but we are everywhere.
Sounds like there's a lot of energy around it. What's the luncheon like when you're there?
So the luncheon is it's in a smaller venue. It's about 150 people, nice layout and setup. Certainly a higher-end appeal and
sure.
feel to the luncheon, very nice. Celebratory in nature. We go through the nominations, mm-hmm. and then we award the winners. And this year's luncheon is a little special because we're actually going to be doing a roundtable and have selected some very key people from the industry as panelists. And so
nice.
Got an opportunity.
Exclusive content there that
exactly.
you can get great.
Exactly. So that this year's theme is all about the power of the platform and thinking through broadening and thinking beyond just the console development.
Very nice. Now, this isn't a new group, right?
No. The Women in Gaming group?
Yeah.
No, it's a group that has been evolving over the past several years.
Okay. Now, if there's a woman in gaming who's not part of your organization or doesn't know about, where could they learn some more about it?
We have a Facebook page that's set up, so they could certainly find us on Facebook and select their interest, like the page, and certainly can continue to keep them updated on community happenings.
Follow you there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And now you recognize women who have contributed back into their organization or they've accomplished quite a bit. What else does Women in Gaming do as far as outside of the group?
So outside of the group, we also look at an opportunity to leverage this community in a way where we can give back to the broader community. And this year, we're partnering with an organization called Child's Play. Mm-hmm. Child's Play is a charity that provides resources to children's hospitals by way of gaming, whether it be video gaming, books, and toys and things of that nature to help children who are going through traumatic life events. So our goal in partnering with them is to provide knowledge about this charity and to this community, and hopefully they will be able to leverage that as they're thinking about different charitable
options.
That's
fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. It looks like Women in Gaming has helped bring visibility to a contributor to this this group of gamers that we see here at GDC and all around inside this industry. I appreciate your contribution to this, and thank you for coming here tonight or today and talking to me.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
You bet. And thank you for watching. This is Bytes by MSDN.